Master 90 to Master 60, Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project. This is the interview of Mr. Robert Marr, conducted by Beverly Chan. And the interview number is 82B, or this is tape 2, Robert Marr, tape 2.
Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California, June 14, 1980. Second interview with Mr. Robert Marr at his residence in Alhambra, conducted by Beverly Chan. Mr. Marr, did most Chinese people live together in the same neighborhood?
You mean
back in the old days?
No, they were separate. They mostly lived in Chinatown.
Well, yes, but
and, 9th Street, between Chinatown and 9th Street.
The Chinatown, you're talking about the one in the Union Station?
Yes.
Ah, I see. But then they did live in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, and then 9th Street was mostly Chinese. Uh-huh. 9th and San Pedro.
Did you live there?
No, but mostly they did. That was second Chinatown.
Where was the first one?
The first one down at the Union Station.
Yes, uh-huh, and then that got...
The second one was 9th and San Pedro, you know,
uh-huh.
Near the market, across from the...
That's a produce market.
Yes.
I see.
But years ago that they weren't allowed to live any place, but you know.
Was there a law?
Not yet.
That says Chinese could not live in certain areas?
Mm-hmm.
An official law?
Well, they wouldn't rent to them, they wouldn't sell to them, so you know.
I see. Would you say many Chinese try to get housing in other neighborhoods?
Yeah.
I see. Have you ever run across that sort of discrimination when you're trying to rent housing?
Well, when we first bought our house, we had to go through the lawyers and things like that.
Where did you try to get your house?
Well, we moved up to Vernon and Crenshaw.
Ah, yes. Uh-huh.
We were the first Chinese family to move up there.
Oh, where was that?
Well, that was in the 36.
I see.
36 to 42, that was a rough areas.
That was still a white area at that
yeah.
time. So what did you have to do in order to move in?
Well, we had to pay the people, we had to hire a lawyer, we had to, you know, pay off the real estate people, you know, to move up there.
Pay off the real estate people?
Well, we had to give them something to keep things quiet because, you know, it was discrimination all over.
You mean the...
Restricted all over.
Your neighbors objected to you moving
yeah.
in? But,
But later on when they saw that we, you know, wasn't like the Chinese style or American style, well, they admitted it.
Did you sort of have to bribe the real estate agents
yeah.
in that sense? Pay them extra amount of
yeah.
money beyond the price of the house?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, but you not too many people moved into the
No,
that
until they found out that we could do that, and then they stopped moving, and you know, people started
mm-hmm.
spreading out.
Mm, I see. What about the individuals whom you consider played an important role in the Chinese community? Were there any?
No, not too many.
And no individual families either that you considered relevant?
Well, the Sihu, you know, the Sihu down in Chinatown, they had an important, they had a little something to say in Chinatown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Dr. Lee, you know, Dr.
Which one?
The dentist, you know, the dentist?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a little something to say.
Mm-hmm. Even back in those days?
Yeah.
Did you feel that the Chinese had any influence over local politics back in those days?
No, they just had to keep to themselves because they couldn't. They didn't have no voice of anything.
How many would you say had the power to vote, were citizens and could vote if they wanted to? How many percent?
Well, I would maybe less than 100.
Oh, I see. That was in the 30s, right?
Yeah.
I see. You had the voting rights, right?
Well, and then I came of age to 21.
Yeah. 21. And but no, the Chinese were not considered a bloc vote, so to speak.
No, they didn't have no power or anything. They just did, you know.
When do you feel that changed?
After the war.
In what sense?
Well, before the war, they couldn't do anything. But after the World War II, then
mm-hmm.
they could start, you know, maneuver.
Why would the World War II make that difference?
Well, then everything was, you know, like brothers and sisters.
Because China was an ally. What did people do with the money they saved?
Either send it back to China or save it, you know. But they, you know, jobs wasn't, too many jobs for the Chinese in this
mm-hmm.
part of the country. Either restaurants or laundry and produce, anything that, you know, labor will, they can have, see.
But there were restaurant owners, and
yeah.
laundry store owners.
Yeah.
Whom, of course, involved.
And produce at the market, you know. They had to work long hours for what
yes.
they, you know.
Very long hours. But besides sending the money back, in what method, using what method did they save the money? Did they deposit it in a box, you know, cash in a box, safe deposit box, or did they put it in a bank?
Well, you know,
what was the
from 36 to 42, you know, wages wasn't too much for the ordinary.
Right. So did they, but was there, for instance, the use of banks? Checking, savings account, those
no,
were they popular?
No, that wasn't too popular with them.
Oh, why not?
Because the Chinese wasn't, they couldn't get too many jobs because the good jobs wasn't open for the Chinese.
But still, when they saved the money, they had to put them somewhere.
Yeah, they would save it and then, you know, they couldn't invest it because they wasn't allowed to, because if I had some company to try to invest,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't allow me.
But if you wanted to buy, for instance, share of stock, I assume you could do so.
Well,
just call up a broker.
Yeah, but you know how it is. In those days, times was rough too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did the Chinese invest heavily in land, buying land around the Chinatown area?
Because they couldn't, they wouldn't allow them.
No, the Chinatown area.
No, they couldn't allow because all of it was, you know, restricted to, you know.
So they have to rent the stores?
Yeah.
And rent the,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Business.
So when the Chinese couldn't do that, so they lost faith in that, so they just, you know.
There were no Chinese who invested in anything?
Not really many.
How about gambling?
Yeah, they did a good share of that too. So.
Did you observe anyone gamble?
Well, years ago, that's what the Chinese were doing because they weren't allowed to go any place, so they So they would form their own clubs and play mahjong, you know, and things like that, see? Just do.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't go to a public place. They couldn't go, I couldn't go to a public show. They said, well, I'm sorry, but the middle part is taken.
Middle part?
Middle part, you know, the middle section? They have the side section, so I'm sorry, but you'll have to sit on this side because the middle section is all taken. So if I went into a public restroom, like you and I go into a public restroom, I'm sorry, but we have reservations. We have to sit near the back, you know, back.
Mm.
And every, wherever we go, we don't have no, you know, we're not free.
Yeah. So there, you feel that there was hostility for the Chinese?
Well, it was just, you know, just the color, that's all.
Like the Chinese were being treated
But, you know, when the Chinese go someplace, they behave, and then they have money to pay the bill, see?
Mm-hmm. So they're treated better?
Well, no, they don't. They're not treated any better, but they just, you know, they just can't go no place, that's all.
Well, no, if they have money to spend, I would assume that they would treat you, as a member of the minority, they might treat the Chinese better than some other minority.
But you never went through all that.
No. Did you make any protests at all about this sort of
No, but you don't have no voice when you go there. You can't say that, you know, it was discrimination or restricted or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they wouldn't listen to you. Because, you know, because there's very few of us.
How many Chinese were there?
Well, they were all scattered around, so I couldn't tell you how many, but, you know, there wasn't too many anyway.
Houses?
Yeah, something like that. Because everybody was kept to themselves, because they were allowed to.
Do you know of any Chinese who were involved in politics back in China?
Well, you know, David, I mean, Wilbur Wu's father was pretty...
Mm, yeah. In the
anti-Japanese effort. Well, he was pretty, you know, he was in politics. You know.
Locally or also in the...
In here in China, too. You know.
He
used to belong to Kuomintang, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was pretty, you know, pretty popular.
Were there many Chinese here who belonged to the Kuomintang?
Well, there was quite a few, but they're all gone now.
Oh, they were the old
older
people, I see. The younger people did not, people of your generation did not.
Only the older bunch, and they're all, you know, they're all.
And do you feel any ties, strong ties to China, you know, in terms of its, for instance, during World War II, or before that, during the 1930s, when the
Well, at first, but not, but ever since the, I mean, the communists and things like that, well, they got all mixed up, so we just lost interest.
But before the communists?
Yeah.
Okay. Would that be the typical attitude?
Well, everybody sort of had interest in China before when the Nationalist Party had it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Including the Chinese who were born here and were really American.
Yeah, they had quite a few of them that had interest in it, but...
Do you think that the Chinese have done well despite the discrimination?
Well, they kept to themselves, so they didn't make any protests or anything, so, you know.
No, I meant, for instance, economically.
Yeah, I think so.
Better than the rest of Los Angeles?
They just kept to themselves, so they wouldn't allow them to do anything, so they just had to struggle with what they had.
In terms of what they've gained
all
these years, do you
But not since after the war or after? Or
oh, not? From then all the way till
then now?
Till now.
Yeah, I think they gained quite a good deal.
But the significant gain came from the time after the war.
Yeah. They were allowed to, you know, invest, they were allowed to, you know,
mm-hmm.
maneuver around, you know, so.
Oh, going back to the house you bought in the Crenshaw area, was it listed with a broker?
No, we bought it from the real estate fellow.
He was a broker then,
yeah.
Right? And there was really no law, or there were no laws, which said that Chinese could not buy property in predominantly white neighborhoods. Black and white.
Well, they were restricted in different areas. And so,
the people may feel that they don't want Chinese in, and therefore it creates a barrier. But there were no really real laws, right?
Yeah. So that's why the Chinese had to stay in one place, like Chinatown and 9th Street. See, they couldn't go, you know, get a house in Beverly Hills or Hollywood, you know.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever compared the Chinese with the Jewish people in ways of doing business?
Well, Jewish people are, that's all they want about is the dollar.
And the Chinese don't do that.
No. We used to have a Jewish place around them. You know, that was a Jewish area at one time, up in Crenshaw area.
Oh, I see.
And
your
then,
neighbors were Jewish?
Yeah.
And so, they objected to you at first?
Mm-hmm. Because they think that my mother and father was going to have a Chinese laundry and stuff like that. You know how the, you know, the, what they think, you know, they're going to wear Chinese cut outfits and tubes and things like that, you know.
Oh.
And think we're going to, you know. But after they saw what we had, that then they would kind of, you know, soften up.
I see. What about the Chinese men in terms of their marriage customs? Did they tend to marry with the women here or the women back in China?
Well, 80 or 90% of the men that were married in China, so they came over here to struggle, you know, to send their money back to raise their family.
They were married over there?
Yeah.
I see. How about the people who were born here? The Chinese who were born here or came here single. What did those do?
Well, they just struggled. I mean, they just could struggle, you know.
I mean, in terms of getting married, whom did they get married to?
Well, to their own people, I mean, to their own race, but they didn't try to marry some other race, you know.
Yeah, did they marry Chinese girls who were born here also, or did they prefer to send for a bride from back home?
Well, most of them, about 50% send the brides from China, you know.
I'll go back there to get married and then send them over?
Yeah.
And the other 50% married.
Yeah, back home.
That was true before war too, right?
Yeah.
I see. What is their attitude toward having children? Did they like to have lots of children?
Well, I mean, they have at least average 3 to 4 anyway, each family.
I see. And did they prefer to have sons?
Yeah.
I see.
That's and Oriental.
And even those who were born here?
Yeah.
They prefer to have sons, I see.
But when they have a son, boy, you know, they go out and celebrate, you know.
How about when they had a daughter?
Well, they just kept quiet. The girls wasn't worth 10 cents.
I see. Do you feel that attitude is still true today?
No. That's all changed now because, you know, they're getting away with it now. Even the Chinese customs that they're getting away with now. Even New Year's and stuff like that, well, they don't go for it no more.
Oh, did you used to celebrate Chinese New Year's?
Yeah.
How?
Well, my father and my mother and my folks were old fashioned, so they celebrate the old fashioned way.
With what?
With food.
Any firecrackers?
Yeah, they celebrate, you know, like they were, if they were allowed to burn them, well, they'll do that, you know.
And what, did you wear anything special? Did you do anything special?
No, we just went to visit family and had to say, you know,
to
each other, you know.
And you got the little
yeah.
money packet.
Yeah.
That must be the best part.
Yeah, that's the best part. You just have to say Happy New Year to all the, you know. I was raised in a small town like Marysville, you know.
Marysville? Where's that?
You know, where Sacramento is.
Oh, yes.
That's a small, you know, community up there, you know,
and
Chinese community.
And we had a few Chinese.
Yeah, there's about 100, you know.
Mm-hmm.
My mother was Lo Zhou.
What?
Lo Zhou. Chow.
Xing Zhou. And that whole Marysville had people who have the same last name?
Interesting. And then like Stockton is Lo Ma, you know? Mars.
Mar.
Fresno is Mars, you know? So we're all cousins.
See.
You got a lot of cousins. You know, they're all relatives, a lot of cousins.
Yes. What do people think of interracial marriages?
Before?
Yes.
Well, that was pretty awful, but now they sort of overlook it.
I see. Do you know of anyone who was married in that way?
You mean before or after?
Before World War II.
Well, there wasn't too many, you know. It was, at least everything was secret, like it seemed to be.
Oh, you mean when they got married, they didn't know?
Then
so you didn't know of any friends?
No. But sooner or later, you know, it comes out, you know, it, like I married someone, you know, and sooner or later, you know, they will accept this.
Mm-hmm. Did many parents feel it was important for their children to attend Chinese schools? Yes? There are two kinds of Chinese school. One is the one where you go after
school.
Normal school. Did you go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We went for years, but it was too strict.
The other kind is the Chinese school back in China,
yeah.
where people send their children back for
We used to get off around about 2:30, 3 o'clock. And
get?
Then we could change our clothes, and then we go back. We go to Chinese school from 4 to maybe 7,
uh-huh, yeah.
a couple hours, you know.
Right.
But when we get back there, it was too strict because the teacher had a ruler in his hand, you know, and then
oh,
he didn't
have the lesson ready. Yeah.
And then if he didn't hold the pen straight, then wham! So
that was back in Marysville. Huh?
Yeah.
What about the Chinese in Los Angeles?
They were old fashioned, they wanted you to learn. Everything was kind of a, you know, strict then, see.
Yeah. Did you feel that what you learned was useful in the Chinese school?
Yeah, but we couldn't because, you know, we had to go to American school and do our homework, and after that we didn't have time to study. Everybody was afraid to go back to Chinese school the next day because they didn't get their lessons right. So.
What was your attitude toward Chinese schools, other than the fact that you didn't like them?
Well, it was just strict, that's all.
Did you feel that it was important, though, to go?
Well, half and half. Yeah.
I see. Do you have children?
Yeah, I have a daughter.
Did you send her to Chinese school?
Well, we were divorced
mm-hmm.
a long time ago, so her mother.
And her mother, didn't she send her to Chinese school?
No.
I see. Okay.
She married an American fellow.
Your daughter?
No, my
Your ex-wife.
Ex-wife and daughter married to some major in San Francisco. She were from the service bar.
Your
daughter.
Your daughter?
She worked at the Army office of San Francisco.
He was an American, Caucasian. How about your ex-wife? Did she remarry?
Yes.
Yeah. Also to a Caucasian?
Mm-hmm.
I see. Okay. What did American-born Chinese think about the way the Chinese were portrayed in films, for instance?
In this country?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they couldn't do anything, so they just kept plugging along, that's all.
Oh, what kind of roles did the Chinese play on the movie screen?
Mm-hmm. Well, they played those old time pictures, you know, like those, army, they had army pictures, and then they had these opium dens and things like that,
Mm-hmm. Did many Chinese want to go back to China?
Yeah, but they didn't have enough money to go back because it takes quite a bit to make the trip.
Yeah, in their old age, they
want to go back to die, but some of them couldn't make it, so they have to die here.
Oh.
But they have their bodies sent back.
Oh, really? Wouldn't it be just as expensive to ship their bodies back there as it is to go back there?
Well, they seem to raise it around their relatives,
So how many people actually went back that you know of?
I don't know.
One way or another,
yeah.
Living or dead. You don't know if anyone who actually went back?
Well, my uncles went back. Two of them went back. But my father died here.
Your uncles were all born here?
No, they were raised in China. They came over here to make a living.
So the people who were born and raised in China tended to like to go back to die there.
Yeah,
whereas the people who were born here
stayed here,
didn't care about going back here to die. Okay.
They want to go back to their village, and be buried there.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anyone say that they were embarrassed or sorry that they were Chinese because they had to suffer all this discrimination?
No.
When you saw the films, did you protest at all to any, for instance, filmmakers or the news media about how
they wouldn't do any good anyway?
So nobody protested?
No, nobody.
Mm-hmm. What kind of jobs would most Chinese consider to be ideal for themselves?
Before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they just worked in restaurants and just like the produce and lawn.
But I'm sure those were not quote unquote ideal jobs.
No, because I couldn't walk into your office and say I want a job.
Yeah. Well, what would be the ideal job for the Chinese back then if they had no restrictions?
Well, I suppose office or any professional job, like real estate and lawyers and doctors, if they could get in, but some of them wouldn't allow.
There were Chinese doctors, weren't there?
Huh?
There were Chinese doctors, weren't there?
Yeah.
And some Chinese lawyers, too, I believe.
Yeah, there were very few because, they wouldn't admit. They wouldn't admit in some place,
Yeah.
So most of the doctors came from, from other states.
You mean the discrimination? Was especially bad in Los Angeles?
Yeah, in California.
In California.
Yeah.
What kind of jobs would be ideal for their children? Most people back in those days. Professional jobs also?
They couldn't hope to make professional jobs.
Now, if you were a parent back in those days, what would you hope your children?
Well, whatever they like to choose, most of them want to be, doctors and lawyers and things like that.
End segment.